We're talking about a new report from the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. The report projects a shortage of 20,000 nurses by the year 2035. Here to explain why the shortage might be happening and to talk about what we can do about it is Judith Hansen. She's Executive Director for the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. Judith, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica. I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, a shortage of 20,000 nurses is what you're projecting. It's a big number. How did you get there?
Well, that's a good question. We have tremendous data in Wisconsin because every 2 years we have mandated surveys for both our RNs and our LPNs. And we also, in the formation of our report, were able to look at a number of different nursing workforce reports. And so between the data that WCN had received and also other reports, we were able to do a large compilation of this to make some very, very reliable and interesting statistics. Along with that, we have also relied heavily on some very sophisticated forecasting tools that have been developed by the Office of Economic Advisors from the Department of Workforce Development. And all of these work together to bring us to the numbers that we're going to be talking about today.
Now, 2035, it's a ways off, so we maybe have time to redirect this, but what is the primary factor in driving the shortage of nurses?
Right now, I would say it's kind of a coming together of what I would call a perfect storm in terms of what we're facing in the future, and it's resulting in, as you mentioned, some very staggering numbers. A lot of this is coming as a result and stems from the baby boomer generation getting close to retirement. We have, first of all, that, some very rapidly changing demographics in our state. And with that, people are living longer. And, of course, then often comes the more demand for health care, the highest utilization of health care, and the most costly, I would add, is in the latter stages of life. And so if we put that in actual numbers, we're actually looking at 100% increase in people over 65 by that year to 2035. And with those over 85, it's even larger. So we've got that whole population demographic going on around us. And then along with that, we as nurses are an aging nursing workforce. Not only our RNs were about average age of 48, LPNs is a little older, 50, and of course we know that LPNs are the primary workforce in our nursing homes and extended care settings. And our data is telling us that the economic recession has kept people our age in the workforce longer than we expected to be, and so we're looking at this surge of retirement, probably up to 60% in the next 10 years of our workforce. And so those two factors in combination are what's driving this concern. The third element of that, the third leg of the stool, as I would call it, is that we also have that same age composition, in fact older, in our faculty, our nursing educators. Their average age with a doctorate degree is about 58. And so we're looking at another surge of retirement. In fact, in less time, a third of them plan to retire in 4 years or less. So all those things in the mix are creating this large concern, really, for a massive exodus of our workforce.
I see what you mean about the perfect storm there. So then I guess the question is, like, let's say nothing changes and we do see that projected 20,000 nursing job shortfall. What is health care going to look like in Wisconsin?
That is a great question. And you know, nobody has the crystal ball that's going to answer all these things. But we do know that data does represent sound knowledge for us to approach these problems. And I think that is a great strength that Wisconsin has going for it. A lot of states don't have the benefit of getting the data like we do. So that is really a positive in our favor. But I think that down the road, we need to look at what we want to prepare in terms of our workforce, the level of nursing, and also, you know, where they end up working. As healthcare transforms, we know there are going to be huge opportunities for nursing in different roles to help transform that care. And we know that is right around the corner. We expect to see a greater shift in community-based care, emphasis towards prevention and population health. And nurses have huge skill sets that could be very, very beneficial for cost-effective and high-quality care in these areas. And I could also add that, you know, it's just not nursing that is facing these shortages. Other healthcare professions are looking at the same thing. And so we really need to be looking at the healthcare team, the interprofessional team, and the roles that we can all play to make the biggest contribution to these needs.
So obviously identifying this projected shortfall is part of the equation here, but what have you got planned to try to make sure that this doesn't happen, doesn't come to pass the way we're thinking it might?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think we need to acknowledge that the big question I get asked is, are there shortages right now? And the answer to that is yes, in some places. We are already realizing nursing shortages in areas of the state where perhaps the younger generation nurse does not want to go. They tend to want jobs in the urban areas where life is a little more exciting, perhaps. I don't know. But the rural areas are already seeing shortages in some specialties. And so we don't want to take our foot off the gas now in terms of saying there is no shortage just because the vacancy rates aren't there right now. So don't let people get that false sense of security. We do know that from the projections, like I said, this wave of retirements is coming. And I think the biggest thing is we need to look at some really high standards to continue to put out high quality, high numbers of graduates each year. Wisconsin programs do a great job at preparing nurses. Our nurses do very, very well on passing their NCLEX exams to become licensed nurses. And really, this is it's a huge economic driver in Wisconsin because our data also tells us that 85% of the nurses educated here stay in Wisconsin to work. And so what we need to do is help nursing programs increase their capacity and prepare more faculty. And we get a little bit caught up in a catch-22 sometimes because there are interested students out there. There's a lot of promising young students who want to be nurses, and there's also a lot of interest in nursing as a second career choice. But the problem is we have to reject applicants because we don't have the capacity to educate them. So I think that in Wisconsin, we need to be looking at more funding. A lot of our funding for nursing education and loan forgiveness, things like that, has gone away. We certainly need to get on a better pathway to make those things happen again. And I think there is a lot of opportunity. We all know we can't do anything alone anymore. We need collaborative partnerships. Things like very creative thinking, like partnerships between health systems and schools, agreements to work in certain environments, you know, for loan forgiveness, for tuition reimbursement, helping nurses advance their education with seamless progression tracks between our two-year graduates and our baccalaureate-prepared nurses so that they can advance their educational levels.
And what about getting more men in on it, having more men as nurses?
That is another big focus area. We have a very small percentage of men in nursing and a very small percentage of minority nurses. So we need to do outreach for our diversity. We're working closely with minority nursing associations and also groups like the American Assembly of Men in Nursing to help bring that about, and showcasing nursing as a very, very strong, viable profession to have in the future.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Judith, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
We've been talking to Judith Hansen, Executive Director for the Wisconsin Center for Nursing.